It's 5:15 a.m., and the sky is just starting to lighten in the east as Becky Morin rolls her e-bike out of her garage in Falmouth.
All I have to do is turn it on. Just this button here. She's on.
Morin lives about 6 miles from Maine Medical Center in Portland, where she's a nurse practitioner. She says she used to ride a regular bicycle to work one day a week, but would often arrive in a full sweat. Since she and her husband bought e-bikes in May, she says the commute has been a breeze, and she now rides to work almost every day, unless it rains.
So with gas prices that went sky high, the two of us, our commute is very short. There's no reason we should be driving a car 5-6 miles into work, and it's beautiful. The ride is beautiful, and every time I do it, I'm so happy. It's silly, but it's true.
And with that, Morin rolls out into the morning, her taillight shining bright in the dawn, with a smile on her face.
We call it the e-bike smile.
That's Doug Watts, who sells e-bikes at Lincoln and Main Electric Bike Cafe and Winery in South Portland.
You ride an e-bike, you come back, you're smiling. Inevitably, everyone is. Even the naysayers that are hardcore bike people, like I originally was, oh, it's cheating. Well, sometimes, if you want to call it cheating, it can be fun.
Most of the e-bikes at the store are similar in design to traditional bikes, which Watts calls acoustic bikes. But they have an electric motor that assists the rider's pedal stroke, adding a boost of energy. The batteries are recharged by plugging into a household outlet and typically last dozens of miles per charge. Watts uses his to take his child to school and has begun seeing many more parents doing the same. He shows off a cargo bike with racks that will carry a 400-pound load.
This will easily replace a car. You can see how this bike is set up with the rack for carry your kid, carry your groceries, carry two kids and your groceries. You can install a basket on the front. 400 pounds is a lot of stuff.
E-bikes aren't cheap. Most cost between $1,000 and $4,000. But Watts says the store sold more than 50 in its first year. Nationwide, the National Bicycle Dealers Association reports that e-bike sales nearly doubled last year to more than 800,000, about 4% of the total bike market.
You get greater range, you get, you know, more mobility, and you get more comfort.
Jim Tassie of the Bicycle Coalition of Maine says e-bikes are the fastest growing segment of the bike industry. And he says as they catch on, they could drive infrastructure improvements for all Mainers who prefer car-free transportation.
The more bikes that are out there, the more people are on the roads with them, the more planners and designers will begin to feel like, okay, well, we really need to accommodate these vehicles in a particular way.
Joyce Taylor, the chief engineer of the Maine Department of Transportation, says that's already happening, and that her department is focused on designing streets for safety.
I think bicycle fatalities could go up because I think you're going to get more people riding. I think we're not going to get to all our roads to make them all as safe as I would like them to be. And so I worry about that. And so that's part of our attention to the issue right now is we want people to feel like they can ride on our system and feel safe. And so that is a conversation we're definitely having internally and on all of our projects.
But Taylor, who's also active with the State Climate Council, says e-bikes can play a role in reducing travel in cars and trucks, as measured in vehicle miles traveled, or VMT.
It makes that trip to the store that maybe is 3 or 4 miles away, a lot of folks will take the e-bike now rather than drive. So I do think it's a tool to reduce vehicle miles traveled. And certainly as part of our climate goals, reducing VMT is very much a strategy that we're proposing.
Becky Morin's early morning commute takes her on some roads that have bike lanes and some that do not. And she also rides a section of Portland's Back Cove Trail, where she stops briefly to take in the sunrise over Casco Bay as traffic whooshes past on I-295. Soon, she's at Maine Medical Center.
Should be easier.
Morin locks up her bike at a rack just 50 yards from the front door, saving her the time and hassle of shuttling from the garage where she parks when driving. She says she and her husband still enjoy riding regular bikes for recreation, But this e-bike is all about functional transportation.
Since May, I think there's 550 miles on this bike, and it's just places that I would have driven. It wasn't just to go out for a joyride.
And though it's not a joyride per se, Marin says the commute is often the best part of her day. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Murray Carpenter.